Episode 204, Sung Blues. Hi, I'm Clinton. I've always wanted to run my own station, and now I do. Comedy Forecast. Yep, my studio is right here on the abandoned fourth floor observation deck of the Venus Arms Hotel and Towers in downtown Midling Fair. Okay, so I have to rely on the residents, staff, and guests for my content, and my budget is about $4. But hey, it's a start. Brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Listen for details on how you can save 10% on your order. Oh, hi folks. We're just getting home from a driving vacation, so I'm not in the studio right now.
Dad, who are you talking to?
The audience.
Wow. No fourth wall at all, huh?
Nope. Makes it easier to bring furniture in and out, and boy, you see a lot more of the sky.
That's not what I meant.
One of the things we did to pass the time on the driving vacation was count specific types of cars. Bonnie counted smart cars, Nathan counted Volkswagen Beetles, and I counted PT Cruisers.
Now there's a surprise.
So, how did we do on our final counts?
Well, I got a total of 10 smart cars, which is pretty good considering they were just brought over to the United States a while ago.
Very good. Nathan?
I saw 158 VW Beetles.
Which includes classic Beetles and new ones, right?
Uh-huh.
All right, so that's 10 smart cars, 158 Beetles, and I counted, let's see, 257 PT Cruisers. So once again, I call on Chrysler, or whatever is left of it, to bring back the PT Cruiser. Or are you chicken?
Dad, your pants are chirping. And pretty badly, too.
Oh, yeah, that's my phone.
Sounds like J.J. Abrams gave it a reboot.
Hello?
Listen carefully. This is important. Turn on your radio.
Excuse me?
You heard me. Turn on your radio.
Oh, I get it. This is one of those prank calls, isn't it? Next, you're going to ask me if Prince Albert is running away with my refrigerator.
What? No!
Okay, then. You're going to tell me that the extended warranty on my car warranty extension is about to expire unless I extend the extension.
Clint, just turn on your radio.
I can't.
Why not?
I'm not sure I remember how.
Ugh. Am I going to have to hurt you?
Hang on a minute. I know that voice. You're Nina Kimberly the Merciless.
No, I'm Christiana Ellis. I wrote Nina Kimberly the Merciless.
Oh. Did she ever write back?
Wow, looks like Chuck was right. This show is completely comedy-free. Now, will you please turn on your radio?
Okay. What station?
It doesn't matter. Honestly, haven't you figured out how this works? Whenever someone tells you to turn on your radio or your TV, it's always tuned to the exact station you need, and the information you want to know is just coming on.
Get out of town.
It's true. Try it.
Okay.
Get your piece of the internet today by using GoDaddy.com. They have it all. Domain name registration, web hosting, and more. Plus, use the Comedy Forecast coupon code BLU7 at checkout and save 10% on your order. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
Gee, that was pretty self-serving.
Maybe you're right. Let's try again.
Greetings, barbarians. Nina Kimberly the Merciless here with a fantastic announcement. We have broken through the inertion shields, and my book, Nina Kimberly the Merciless, is now available for sale at Amazon.com. If you have not already bought a copy of Nina Kimberly the Merciless, then head on down to Amazon.com right now and support our cause. And, of course, the writing career of Christiana Ellis.
Much better. But can we dog-ear this for now? There really is something very important on the radio that you need to check out.
All right.
Oh, and by the way, your warranty is about to expire.
I knew it.
This is Buzz Scoop Crackerjack Thomas, Ace Investigative Field Reporter for the Midling Fair Courier Times Roman Bold Italic, just beginning this important broadcast, so you haven't missed anything. Today, I'm deep inside the rough and tumble world of the Midling Fair Municipal County Courthouse, Jail, and Drive-Thru Falafel Stand for an exclusive, no-holds-barred, one-on-one interview with Bad Note Billy. and to get lunch. Billy is the thug accused of robbing Fogel's jewelry store just a few short weeks ago. As you know, my paper has been ablaze recently, running my exclusive 12-part serialized account of the whole incident. And now, in association with our sister radio station, News Radio 49.7, I get to sit down and grill the man accused of this outrageous crime, Bad Note Billy himself. Hello, Billy!
Could you say that again?
Not even if my life depended on it. So tell me, Billy, Mr. and Mrs. America, as well as all the other beauty pageant contestants and everyone else out there in Radio Land, wants to know the answer to the big question. Did you do it?
Well, of course I did it. Crime is my life. It's what I know how to do.
There you have it. You can send me my Pulitzer Prize anytime now. My finely honed journalistic skills have pried the truth from the locked mind of this hardened criminal.
Hey, pal, what are you talking about? Everybody knows I did it. I am Bad Note Billy.
And why, pray tell, do you have that nickname, that moniker? Do you list forgery or money laundering amongst your myriad criminal activities?
What?
Putting it in terms for the everyman, why do they call you Bad Note Billy?
Oh, that's simple. I loves to sing.
Great ghost of the Rocky Mountain News, do you mean to tell me that I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, just listen to this. They call me Bad Note Billy. My job is to burglarize. But when I steal, I get a musical feel and start to vocalize. The feeling really gets me, no matter where I am. On a heist I'll sing, the alarms go ring, and boom, I'm in the can. Oh, the tragedy, it is plain to see. I can't sing a note. I've got shot in the throat. See, I can't sing, but he can't sing either. It ain't no frackin' funny. I wish that it would stop. I sing out loud, it attracts a crowd, some dogs, and yes, a cop. Hey, hey, look at me. I've got your jewelry. Oh, no, you heard that. Where'd you get that baseball bat? I gotta tell you, that one really hurt. Take me home. They call me Bad Note Billy. Oh, whoa, it is a coise. I'm tone deaf, you see. Won't you pity me? And then I'll steal your poise.
A shocking stunner of a revelation, ladies and gentlemen. It was singing that brought down Bad Note Billy.
Oh, but see, that's the weird thing. This time I was trying really, 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 really hard not to sing. So I don't know what went wrong.
Jumping journalistic jellyfish. I've just put one and one together and come up with one sensational solution. Here's the scenario. From his vantage point near the jewelry store, an anonymous eagle-eyed citizen spotted your crime in progress and phoned up the police.
Huh?
Shocking, but true. If this were irony, it would indeed be ironic. For it looks like your attempt to put the kibosh on your musical ways was a dud, all because of one man, one individual, one giant hole in your web of crime.
Who is this guy?
Why, good heavens, Billy, haven't you been reading my 12-part serialized account in the Middling Fair Courier Times?
Hey, I can't read.
Ah, well, Billy, the foiler of your lyrical larceny, your crooning crime wave, was a would-be media magnate who most often simply goes by the name of Clinton. He operates his fledgling comedy forecast operation out of the seemingly innocuous fourth-floor observation deck of the palatial Venus Arms Hotel and Towers. In fact, this reporter tried to interview Clinton for my 12-part series, but he blew me off!
You don't say.
I do, and I did. Tell me, Billy, is there anything you'd like to say to Clinton right now? I'm sure he's listening.
Sure. Hey, Clinton. They call me Bad Note Billy, and this should make you cringe. I'm gonna hunt you down, put you in the ground, and then catch up on Fringe. Yes, yeah, I really like that show.
Well, that's all the time we have. This is Buzz Scoop Crackerjack Thomas, Ace Investigative Field Reporter for the Middling Fair Courier Times Roman Bold Italic, ending this important broadcast. Stay tuned for blah.
But it wasn't even me who spotted him. It was Danny.
Clinton?
Now, don't panic.
Yeah, Dad. I mean, they're going to put that guy behind bars, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Of course, he could get out on bail.
What?
Oops.
Clinton.
That could happen, right? What am I going to do?
For one thing, you can hang up the phone. You're eating up all my mobile minutes.
I'd better check with the police or the FBI.
Or Jack Bauer.
Right. Yes, I'll get on that right away. Okay, I think I've wrapped up everything as far as the episode goes, haven't I?
Yo, Clinton.
Yep, no loose ends. Perfect. So I'll talk to you guys next time. I hope.
If you want to get in touch with the show, just send an email to comedyforecast, and that's with the number 4, at gmail.com.
Is anyone there?
Or call the super secret phone line at area code 360-515-0004.
Hello?
Theme music, Django-like, generously provided by Brian McRae. Comedy Forecast is listed on great sites like iTunes.
Go there and leave us a great review.
Zune Marketplace.
Zune me, baby.
Podcast Pickle.
Pickles!
And Blueberry.com.
Leave off the E's for savings.
That's it. We're done, 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 done. Bye-bye.
That's just great. I am so tweeting this.